Well, Josh, obviously very, very exciting day here for the university, yourself, the golf programs, and I'm sure your coaches and your student athletes about unveiling this upgraded facility and what it's going to mean to the University of Illinois.
It's a great day for us and a day that's been more than 2 years in the making, and just can't say thank you enough to the Atkins family for their generosity and so many other people who have stepped forward to make today possible, both in terms of community supporters, but our staff, and a lot of work has gone into this. And great day for Illinois golf, great day for Illinois athletics, and I think a great day for the entire community.
Tell us a little bit about the Atkins family. Obviously, the golf facility is not the only thing that bears their name here in Champaign-Urbana.
It's not. You'd be hard-pressed to find a family that's been more engaged in terms of philanthropic support of the entire Champaign-Urbana community than the Atkins family. They built this golf course about 23 years ago and had a vision for creating a community around this golf facility. So as part of their gift, they were willing to pass along to us over 100 real estate parcels here that have now been developed, or a large number of them have been developed into homes. And the Atkins family has been generous in a lot of different corners of campus and the community as well. Their name is on our tennis center. It's on our indoor baseball training facility. They were some of the inaugural suite holders in Memorial Stadium. They've been one of the more successful property developers, primarily around the perimeter of Champaign-Urbana, going back decades now. And so been very engaged with us for a long, long time. And this is just the most recent example of their generosity and the big vision that they have for what Champaign-Urbana can and will continue to be as a home and as a community.
What do you think this is going to mean for your golf programs here and your players? And obviously your golf programs have been pretty successful in recent years.
No question. I think that it finally gives us a home course that's befitting the quality of the programs that we have in terms of our men's and women's varsity programs here at the University of Illinois. And that was always really the missing link for us. We had great on-campus practice facilities. We had access to wonderful country clubs here in town. But for our players to be able to go out and play at a championship caliber course day in and day out, to be out in the elements and prepare for high-level competition, not just here but across the country, which has become the norm and the expectation, as you mentioned, with men's and women's golf here at Illinois. This is just another piece in that puzzle for us, and a big one, and probably one that has been a bit overdue. So excited for them and looking forward to them having a chance to take full advantage.
Can you tell us a little bit your thoughts on Coach Small and Coach Sloan? Because obviously they've done so much for Illini golf here.
They have. It's really unique for us to have former letter winners, all-time great players for us, leading each of our programs. That really is special. And for them to have that connection back to alumni in this program, and then to see the work that they've done over a long period of time to build a program that has continual success at a high level has really been impressive. And I give both of them so much credit because they've done this largely in their own way. They've done it on their own time. They've scrapped and clawed and fought their way to build these programs. It's hard to operate golf at a high level in a quote-unquote cold weather area. And so what they've been able to do in terms of Big Ten success and national success is really without peer and just a source of tremendous pride for this entire program and candidly for the entire university.
Finally, any message you have for Illini supporters, alumni, people might be traveling back to campus that love to play golf, might be coming down for a football game, but might want to bring their clubs along with them?
Well, we hope they do. I think this is going to be a really nice gathering place for all Illini. And as people come in from out of town, we haven't always had that, especially people who want to be able to get out and play some golf with friends or former classmates. There are a lot of activities that are possible here. We've got great hospitality spaces. We've got a great restaurant. We've got a fantastic pro shop. And now, obviously, the golf course is the last piece to fall into place. And so I hope as we have visitors come into town, they will make a point to get out here to the Atkins Club and enjoy some of the many amenities that are out here. I think it will become a real focal point of campus and one that we're excited to celebrate starting this weekend.